On July 5th, Donna Massey called 911 to report her daughter was in the middle of a mental health crisis. She tells them she's not dangerous.
She's not a danger to herself. She's not a danger to me. But when she gets upset, then she thinks everybody's after her.
Donna tells a dispatcher that her daughter, Sonia Massey, has paranoid schizophrenia. Donna had tried calling the local hospital's behavioral health unit to avoid the police, but the hospital told her she had to call 911 because Sonia could get in her car and potentially hurt herself or others.
Please don't send no combative policemen that are prejudiced, please.
Okay, well, that would be Donna. They just do their job, okay?
Donna says they will kill her. Later that night, they did. Sonia was fatally shot in the face by an officer who was responding to her call for help. The shooting, following Donna's pleading calls, has many in Springfield rethinking how mental health crises are handled by local law enforcement. Right now, if you call 911 in Sangamon County, they don't have a mobile mental health response team to dispatch.
We don't make a determination at dispatch, you know, as to who might be having a behavioral crisis and who's not. We send somebody boots on the ground to the scene to assess.
Chris Mueller oversees Sangamon County's 911 dispatch center. He says the protocol has been to send officers to de-escalate situations, like talking someone down from committing suicide. But that's changing soon. A state law passed in 2021 is finally being rolled out at the end of this year. It's called the Community Emergency Services and Supports Act, or CESA. It requires emergency responders to refer mental health calls to a new service that can dispatch a team of trained clinicians instead of police. Mueller's 911 center will be one of the first to test out this new system.
We're going to be more frontline, maybe determining, hey, this maybe needs a behavioral health right off the bat, as opposed to sending an officer, having them assess.
Dr. Lori Rickman-Jones is with the College of Social Work at the University of Illinois Chicago. Jones is in charge of training mobile crisis response teams, 911 and 988 suicide helpline operators in preparation for the new law's implementation.
We know that there have been some unfortunate outcomes when law enforcement gets involved in trying to manage a person with a behavioral health crisis, and making changes in the system can mitigate some of that.
But even the biggest advocates of CESA say it likely wouldn't have prevented Sonia Massey's death this past July. That's because the call that brought Sean Grayson to her home was about a potential crime taking place.
CESA would not have changed that in any way. This call, a person called about a prowler. The response, when you call with a prowler, is to get law enforcement.
Jones says the answer might be better training for police on what to do when they get on the scene and encounter someone in crisis. But she says that goes beyond the scope of the new law. In the meantime, Springfield's Black community is reeling and leaning on each other while searching for solutions. Local advocates are offering free counseling sessions and healing circles led by Black clinicians to address racialized trauma. And some community members, including Sonia's cousins, are on the Sonia Massey Commission. It's an initiative of the Sangamon County Board to study, among many other things, responding to people with mental health needs. I'm Mawa Iqbal.